Welcome to Sciencey Stuff. I'm your host, Austin Stump. The coronavirus pandemic has affected millions all over the world. Here to speak with me today is Maya Mathias. Hi, Maya.
Hey, Austin.
So could you explain to our listeners what a virus is?
Of course. A virus is a very small, non-living particle that can spread very easily.
So is there a treatment for viruses?
Well, we can prevent a virus by getting a vaccine, but we can treat a virus by resting, eating well-balanced meals, and drinking plenty of fluids.
How is the virus different from other microbes like bacteria?
Well, unlike a virus, bacteria is living.
How do viruses reproduce?
Viruses can't reproduce sexually or asexually like bacteria can, so they reproduce by multiplying in the host cell.
Could you give me a couple of examples of some viruses?
Sure. Some of the most significant viruses include the Ebola virus, rabies, HIV, smallpox, and the flu.
So COVID-19 is a virus too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now we will be taking a short break.
Go to your nearest Target or Walmart to get the Unsticky Sticky Spray. Just two spritzes of it and it'll peel that adhesive sticker right off. Use the code 3.14159265 and so on, otherwise known as PIE, to be able to purchase it.
Will this sticker that's been on my window forever come off?
Yes, of course.
Awesome. Some side effects may include death, COVID-19, hearing loss, keep away from people ages 0 to 90, highly flammable, may burn your house down, caution, don't use caution. Okay, and we're back. For the second half of this podcast, we will be focusing more on online school. So Maya, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 14 years old and I'm in 8th grade.
So you're in online school like me, right?
Yeah.
How do you like online school?
Online schools are right. It could be better, but it could be worse. I think that teachers are doing a really good job of trying to make online school as much like in-person school as possible.
What do you not like about online school?
Being on a computer for such a long time isn't the best. It doesn't really make my eyes feel very good, obviously, because, you know, you're staring at a screen for such a long time. And I don't get to see my friends.
That's my least favorite part of quarantine and online school as well, is that, like, you're just with your family at home, and when you're with someone for a really long time, they can start to get annoying. So I really miss my friends and seeing them. What has the pandemic and online school done to your mental health?
I think my mental health at the beginning of quarantine wasn't the best. It was really hard to have motivation, you know, because you could have the choice. You could stay in bed all day and it wouldn't matter. Like, it really didn't feel like it would matter. But I think it's really important to be able to get up, get out of bed, get exercise, you know, drink water, eat food, take self-care days, because that's really important, like, for your well-being. And especially, like, at the beginning of quarantine and still right now, it's really important to take time for yourself where you're not doing schoolwork, you're not doing anything else, like, just some alone time for yourself.
Yeah, self-care is good for anyone, really.
Right.
What is your day-to-day workload like?
I think that we get a decent amount of work in each class and it keeps me busy, but some classes we get a little bit more because it's hard to realize that, you know, it really does seem like we're at home, so we have more time to get work done, but that's really not the case. Like, we still have the other priorities that we have to do, like chores, we have to get exercise, you know, we have to help out around the house. So if we get a whole bunch of work, then it's really hard to get that stuff done and still have time, you know, like I said before, to take self-care.
Yeah, teenagers are given so many responsibilities from their teachers and their parents, and it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing, Maya, but it looks like we're out of time.
Thanks for having me.
One last very important thing I have to ask is, what online exercises do sheep do?
What?
Zumba. Bye, Maya.
Bye, Austin.